Kid.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. First of all, the Safari Quiz Show has its own page on Facebook, the Safari Quiz Show page. If you haven't already liked it, why not? Go and like it right now. I know you have your smartphone right next to you. Open Facebook, like us, Safari Quiz Show. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. Their website is safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. The interesting thing that they're doing right now is next weekend, they have the International Kids Festival. It's the first of its kind in the Bay Area and it's brought to you by Safari Kid. You can get lots of information on internationalkidsfestival.com. You register your child and then they get to meet and get mentored by many celebrities from India in the various fields of dance, fashion, personality development, public speaking. So there's a lot of activities that are going to go on. Your child has really a great opportunity to meet successful people in their various fields. So if your child has even a small streak of the performer in them, then you absolutely should check out the International Kids Festival. So internationalkidsfestival.com. Some of the people who are going to be there are Nach Baliye Judge Master Marzi, Bollywood star Sushant Singh, Mr. India Sachin Khurana, and many, many others. So I promise it's going to be a very, very exciting time for a child if he or she likes to perform. It's a really special, special opportunity for them to meet people in their categories. So do check internationalkidsfestival.com for more details or call 408-471-7347 for tickets and enrollment information. 408-471-7347. The show is sponsored by Sanjeev Gupta CPA, the number one CPA in the Bay Area, Prince Realty, residential and commercial real estate agent, Dr. Meelu Sinha of Smile Zone Dental, serving the Bay Area for the last 12 years, Chat Bhavan and Travelopod. All right. Okay, let me also remind you about the musical showcase. We love to play children's musical pieces on air. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be professional. Anybody who's learning music and has tried having their pieces recorded should be able to send us that. Send us your pieces via safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And put in musical showcase in the subject line. We accept MP3 files, WAV files, YouTube links. But I'm really looking forward to playing some nice pieces of music by our budding musicians in the Bay Area. Also, if you want to sponsor our prizes, we are looking for sponsorships for our prizes. Put in sponsorship in the subject line and write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You can choose to sponsor as little or as much as you want. If you send us a note, we'll tell you more information about what's on offer at the Safari Quiz Show. Okay, so we have three third graders today in the studio. We have one new contestant, one sibling of a contestant, and one old contestant. So it's a good mix. Let's go and meet them right now. Our first contestant is Sanjana. Say hi, Sanjana.
Hi.
So, So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am 8 years old and I go to the school at Inwood. And I'm in Newark Safari.
In the Newark Safari Kid? What after school activity did you pick there? You must be going to the after school program, right? So have you picked any enrichment activities that you like?
Yeah, I picked drawing.
Drawing? That's your favorite? That's cool. What kind of things do you draw?
Well, so there's a teacher there. She gives each of us a paper and with a drawing on it, and then we draw the picture on our notebooks.
On your notebooks, okay. And is there anything else fun that you do in after school? Do you get to play with your friends?
Yeah, sometimes we have two play times.
That's fun. Is it cold these days? Outdoors, do you play indoors or outdoors?
Well, we play indoors after 6.
Okay.
If people are still there. And outdoors, we play... for snack and...
Do you play games too?
Yeah.
So do you have any free time when you come home? What do you do then? What do you like to do for fun?
I just eat snack and play with my sister.
Oh, that's nice. How old is your sister?
5.
Nice. You must be really close. Do you fight a lot?
Yes.
Yes. What's your sister's name?
Surabhi.
Say hi, Surabhi. You can say hi to her on the air.
Hi.
There you go. Welcome to the show, Sanjana. She's our new contestant. Our next contestant is Nandini. She's the sibling of a contestant, so she's seen what this involves, and I think she wanted to be a part of the show too. Welcome to the show, Nandini. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am 8 years old, and I go to Warwick Elementary, and in Safari Kid, I like to do creative writing.
Creative writing? What do you like to write about?
I like to write stories.
Nice. Do you have a favorite character who keeps reappearing in all your stories?
No.
No? So what's the last story you wrote?
I'm starting a story. I mean, I have a story in mind, and it's called My Very First Trip into Outer Space.
Nice. You like adventure stories? You think there's going to be some kind of a crisis in outer space?
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's no fun, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you do. What else do you do for fun when you come home?
I also read.
You read a lot? What kind of books do you like to read?
I like mystery books.
Geronimo Stilton kind of stuff?
No, I don't read Geronimo Stilton. I read A to Z Mysteries.
Oh, those are nice too. Those are great. Any particular favorites?
A to Z Mysteries in Detective Camp.
In Detective Camps? Oh, that sounds really interesting. Everybody who's listening, check it out. A to Z Mysteries in Detective Camps. Welcome to the show, Nandini. Our next contestant is a returning contestant, and let me see if I get his name right. Avinesh?
Yes.
Have I got that right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, Avinesh, what have you been up to since you came here last?
Well, I was
just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling in third grade.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Well, I like to make things out of paper.
Like origami?
Yeah, like houses.
Oh, you build stuff? How do you do that? Do you have a YouTube video for that? Then do you think you should make a YouTube video for that?
No.
So other people can also see. How do you make houses out of paper? Tell me a little bit.
You have to fold one part and tape it onto a flat, big flat piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Fold and keep on doing that until you make a square.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to try to cut two pieces of paper evenly in half, and then you put that as the roof.
Nice. So what is the most complicated thing that you've built out of paper?
House,
yeah. How about you send me a picture? I'll put it up on Safari Kid Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show Facebook page.
Okay.
You'll send it to me? Promise?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, cool. Okay, so you guys ready to play?
Yes. Yeah.
For the benefit of our new contestants, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three categories. The kids were given this category on Wednesday or Thursday. Each category has 10 questions. At the end of each category is a listener question, which all our old listeners know. And that one would be just for our listeners. But for the 10 questions, the kids have a buzzer in the studio. Whoever buzzes in first gets to answer the question. They have to answer the question. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. If they get it wrong, the question passes to the next person and they have a chance to answer. If they don't choose to answer, they can say pass. They don't get penalized for that. But if they do answer, they get a grade. They get points for that. They get 5 points if they're right and -5 if they're wrong. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first category that we have today is words ending with ment. But before we start, we'll do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working and in good order. Sanjana, how about your buzzer? Nandini and Avinesh. All right. What does Avinesh mean, by the way?
Ganesh.
Oh, is that right? Awesome. All right. Are you guys ready for the first question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Words ending in ment, M-E-N-T. Living space that's usually under the ground in your house. Go for it.
Basement.
Basement is right. 10 points to Sanjana. Good start. Question number two. When you do better than before, it's an...
Improvement.
That is orange. Yes.
Improvement.
Improvement is right. You know what? You girls, you guys switch because it's confusing to me.
Okay.
So, do you give her the yellow? Then we know that it's in order in the board here. All right. So, that 10 points too. Did you give Nandini 10 points? Awesome. Okay. Question number three. When you offer money to buy something, you are making a...
Payment.
Excellent. 10 points to Sanjana again. Question number four. When you want to see the doctor, you have to make an...
Appointment.
Very fast on the draw. Good job. 10 points. Question number five. When the doctor asks you to take medicine for a few days, he is doing a... What is that called? When you do things to make you feel make yourself feel better. It's a... Well, when the doctor is giving you medicine, he is doing what? He is... And therefore, it is a... A little complicated, I think. This is a difficult one. No? No guesses? When the doctor asks you to take medicine for a few days, he's doing a treatment.
Oh.
He's treating you. He's doing a treatment. Okay. Question number 6. Dance and sports usually involve shaking of the arms and legs, which is called? Just, no, it's not complicated. Simple one. What is, just, I can't use the word.
Movement.
I can't use the word move. 10 points. Good job. Good job. Question number 7. What you hang on a Christmas tree? Yes, that's yours. Vinish.
You hang ornaments.
Yes, ornaments is right. Good, you pip, you got it right at the buzzer. 10 points. Question number 8. The president, members of Congress and all the people who will help to run the country are together called?
Government.
Government is right. Good job. 10 points to Nandini. Question number 9. Another word for concrete. Another word?
Cement.
Cement. Good job. 10 points. That was a tough one. Question number 10. Something you do in a laboratory.
Hmm?
Something you do in a lab.
Experiment.
Experiment. Very good. All right. So everybody did so well this round. Good job. So this one, next question is for our listeners. So kids in the studio, zip it. This one is only for our listeners who are going to call in. Let's give them their call-in number, 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here's a listener question in the category words ending with M-E-N-T. Part of the road in which cars drive. And this is very weird because in India it would be the part of the road where the cars don't drive. But in the U.S. it's part of the road in which cars drive. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. No, these were our early callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Anshu. I am from Stanford.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jayant, and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Jayant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is pavement.
Is that Shelly?
Yes, Shelly.
Yes, thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ajay and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Ajay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Jesse and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Jesse. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is pavement.
Thank you, Shreya. And Shreya is the last caller for our first question. I see the phone lines are still ringing. So please wait for our second listener question that will come up after our second category. And of course, as you all know, the best way to winning a prize on the show is to be a part of the show in the studio, because all the kids in the studio win prizes. All right, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're here in the studio with Sanjana, Nandini and Avinesh, all third graders. And they had a fabulous first round. We did the category words ending with M-E-N-T. And before we go and first look at the listener question and then at the points in the studio, I want to mention one more time. Next week, next weekend, is the International Kids Festival. It's a spectacular organization, a spectacular event that has never happened in the Bay Area before. So I highly recommend you go check out internationalkidsfestival.com. Internationalkidsfestival.com is brought to you by Safari Kid. I think That's very much in line with the Safari Kid motto of making sure your child has a well-rounded personality. It's not all about study, study, study all the time. So if your child has any interest, any kind of interest in any kind of performance, it's a great event to check out, internationalkidsfestival.com. All right, let's take a look at the listener question. It was, name this part of the road in which cars drive, and it's called the pavement. Of course, anybody, all of us who grew up in India and came here were very, very confused when we came here first, because in India, the pavement is what you call the sidewalk. So it was, I remember when I came to the U.S., I used to make this mistake all the time, but you guys all got it right. And from all the correct answers, Avinesh picked the winner. Avinesh, who is the winner of the first listener question?
The winner of the listener question is Tejas.
Tejas, all right. Tejas, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com in the subject line, question number 1, December 5, 2015. And in the body of the email, the question, answer, and your contact information. Everybody has been really good about sending in their emails to safariquizshow@gmail.com. I want to say a big thank you, and I hope that you'll keep the streak going. So Tejas, I expect to hear from you, you know, maybe in the next hour, but definitely by the end of the day today. Okay, let's look at the scores in the studio. Sanjana, how many points do you have? Each of those things is at red. Red ones is at 10 points.
40
points. What about you, Nandini?
30.
And Avinesh?
20.
40, 30, 20. It's really close. This is very, very, very close. So, things can change quite a bit in our next category. It is animals in cartoons and animation movies. Animals in cartoons and animation movies. Let's do a quick buzzer check. Sanjana? Nandini? Avinesh? Everybody's buzzers are working. Let's go to our first question. Simba the Lion appears in which Disney movie?
Simba appears in The Lion King.
Absolutely correct. 10 points. Question number 2. What kind of animal is Goofy? Go for it,
Abhi. Goofy is a mouse.
No, he's not. Minus 5. Question passes to Sanjana. Sanjana, you have an option of saying pass or telling me the answer. What kind of animal is Mickey's friend Goofy? You have 5 seconds, so quickly. Oops, watch out for the wire.
Pass.
What about you, Nandini?
Dog.
He's a dog. 5 points. That's right. That's why it was always confusing, because they had a pet dog called Pluto, but at the same time, Goofy was a dog too. So what was that all about? Okay, question number 3. What kind of animal is Bambi? Sanjana.
He's a deer.
Yes, deer is right. 10 points. Good job. So you see, you did know something about cartoon animals. Okay, question number 4. What is the name of the monkey who's always curious?
George.
Curious George. Good job. Question number 5. What kind of fish is Nemo?
He's a clownfish.
Clownfish. 10 points. Good job. That is Sanjana. Question number 6. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
A tiger.
A tiger is right. 10 points. See, they know everything. This is cool. Okay. Question number 7. What kind of animal is Snoopy from Peanuts?
He's a dog.
He's a dog. Do you know what kind of dog?
No.
Does anybody know? It's not a question. It's just to see if you know. You don't have to buzz in.
I just want
a beagle. That's right. He's a beagle. Question number 8. In Frozen, what kind of animal is Sven?
He's a reindeer.
Reindeer. She knows more than she thinks she does. That was Sanjana again. Question number 9. Which animal is Shrek's best friend?
A dog.
Mm-mm, it's still her, Sanjana.
A dog?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Nandini.
A donkey?
A donkey. 5 points to Nandini. Yes, it's passing, circling like this. Sorry. I know all of you knew that one. Question number 10. In Cinderella, which animals turn into horses for Cinderella's magic ride?
Mice
is right. 10 points. Very good. I think this is a very much a buzzer skill round, because everybody knew all the answers. All right, now it's time for a listener question. Wow, we have people already calling in. They know these were easy questions. 510-270-8830. Here's our listener question, only for the kids listening on the air, not for the kids in the studio. In The Little Mermaid, what kind of creature is Sebastian? In The Little Mermaid, what kind of creature is Sebastian? Let's see if our early callers know the answer. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is crab.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishita, and the answer is crab.
Is that Ishika? Ishita?
Ishika.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishika. I think the answer is crab.
Okay, this is confusing because I... Okay, what's your last name?
Wait. Sahu.
Sahu, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is a crab.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Tell me.
Hi, my name is Ivan and the answer is crab.
Thank you, Ivan. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Nikhil and the answer is fish.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is crab.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jayant and the answer is crab.
Thank you, Jayant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is red Jamaican crab.
What, red Jamaican crab? Okay, I have to give bonus points for this. That was a really good answer. That was very specific. Thank you. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja and I think the answer is a crab.
Thank you, Pooja. And that brings us to the end of the second listener question. We're going to take a break. You know what happens next. After the break, we'll announce the winner of the second listener question and look at the scores in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja. The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with Sanjana, Nandini and Avinesh. And I think I was in a very Christmassy mood when I constructed this quiz because questions have been super easy. Oh, the kids are super, super bright. And well movied and well read. Awesome. Okay, so before we see how they're doing in the studio, let's take a look at our second listener question. In The Little Mermaid, what kind of creature is Sebastian? He is indeed a crab. Unfortunately, I did not figure out whether he was indeed a red Jamaican crab. That was an amazing answer. But from all the correct answers, it was Nandini's turn to pick a winner. Nandini, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Stuti.
All right. Stuti, you know what to do. Send us an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, write question 2, December 5, 2015, and the rest of the information in the body of the email. All right. Let's take a look at scores in the studio. Sanjana, how many points do you have?
75.
Nandini?
60.
And Avinesh?
35.
Still very close. Let's see how the buzzer skills are in this round because so far we've had a situation where everybody knew the answers, so it's just been a matter of who buzzed in first. But let's see if who wins through their buzzer skills in this round. This category is things associated with Christmas or Christmas vocabulary. Ready for the first question? Let's do a buzzer check. Sanjana, Nandini and Avinesh. All right. First question, what is another name for Kris Kringle? What is...
Santa?
Santa is right, of course, 10 points. Question number 2, what does Santa use to enter a home?
He uses a chimney.
Chimney is right, 10 points to Avinesh. Question number 3, what are kids supposed to leave out for him to eat?
They're supposed to leave a cookie and a glass of milk.
That's right. You don't have to construct the full sentence, otherwise you're going to run out of your 5 seconds. Question number 4. What does he give children who are naughty?
Coal.
10 points. Good job. Question number 5. What is the next sentence in this? You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That is correct. 10 points to Nandini. Question number 6. What do you normally hang on your door during the season?
Wreath.
It's a wreath, but you're right. 10 points to Sanjana. You pronounced wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Question number 7. How many horses are pulling the sleigh in the song Jingle Bells?
9.
No, that is not correct. Nine is five. In the sleigh, jingle bells. Question passes to Sanjana. You don't need to buzz in. No, that is not correct. Nandini, minus five for her. Yeah.
One.
In a one horse open sleigh. Remember?
Oh.
Just one. All right. Question number eight. Name the reindeer whose name starts with a B. B. Everybody's going through the name. Yes.
Blitzen.
10 points, Nandini. Good job. Everybody, Dasher. And Donna.
Yeah,
and Blitzen.
Yeah,
I know what you guys were doing in your head. Question number nine. What is the name of the famous snowman of song?
Frosty
the Snowman. Yes, who knows the song? Can anybody sing it?
Frosty.
Yeah, go for it, Avinash.
Okay, I forgot.
Okay, question number 10. What is the name given to all the songs that are sung during Christmas?
Carols.
Carols is right. 10 points. Very good. And that brings us to the end of the show. Everybody very quiet because we don't want our listeners to know who won till after we come back from our break. But right now, it's time for a listener question. In the same category, things associated with Christmas. What is the name of the pretty plant with red and green leaves that's popular at Christmas? What's the name of the pretty plant with red and green leaves that's popular at Christmas? 510-270-8830. Yeah, all right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy and the answer is holly berries.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Vishruth, and I think that the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Vishruth. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead.
My name is Jake, and the answer is Hollyers.
Thank you, Jake. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
The answer is mistletoe.
Who's this?
Tanisha.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jayant and the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Jayant. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jesse and the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is poinsettia.
Thank you, Ayman. Ayman was the last caller. For all those of you who are still trying to get online, the best way to do that is to be part of the show. Please write to us. When you write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, you put in the word participation in the subject line. So Ms. Deepa knows exactly how to contact you and how to get you with other kids the same grade. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, all the winners, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. The kids always start off nervous and by the end of the show they're like, when can we come back? Well, let's take a look at the listener question that we did just before we went on break. What is the name of the pretty plant with red and green leaves that's popular at Christmas time? The answer is poinsettia. Poinsettia. The people who answered holly, I have some holly leaves in my, it's a very pretty plant, but it has red berries and not leaves. Mistletoe, I'm not sure, probably also has red berries. The answer is poinsettia. From all the correct answers, it was Sanjana's turn to pick a winner. Sanjana, who's the winner of our third listener question?
Akriti.
Akriti, all right. Woohoo! Akriti, congratulations. Your job is to write to us with the subject line, question number 3, December 5, 2015. Question number 3, December 5, 2015. And then put your name, the contact information, the question and answer in the body of the email. All right, before we announce the winner of the show itself, I want to mention one last time. So next week is the International Kids Festival. International Kids Festival, a festival of the first of its kind in the Bay Area, brought to you by Safari Kids. Please do check them out at internationalkidsfestival.com. All right, let's take a look at the points now. Sanjana was very nervous. She's our first timer. Sanjana, how many points do you have?
110.
All right. Good job for someone who was so nervous before the show began. What about you, Nandini?
95.
Really close. And Avinesh did really well in this last round. Could he catch up? How many points do you have, Avinesh?
5.
50. 50 points. He did really well. Everybody did awesome in this round. It ended up being very much related to buzzer skills. I hope they all come back and play again sometime. In the meantime, let's give Sanjana a big round of applause. And remember, everybody who comes to the show is a winner. All right, that's all we have time for the show today. The show was produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawar Kiye Ja.
Learn techniques to build your confidence, self-esteem, and ongoing personality? Then check out the International Kids Week Festival brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kid, happening on December 11th, 12th, and 13th. The International Kids Festival is coming to town, bringing you experts in the field of dance, acting, and personality development. To learn more and to register, check out internationalkidsfestival.com or call 408-471-7347. That's 408-471-7347. The International Kids Festival, brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids for the first time ever.
तेरी जो नरिया लहराए
rajin rajin aare ura gulal mai teri chun hariya lehra rang teri reet ka rang teri preet ka rang teri jeet ka hai lai 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 rang teri reet ka rang teri preet ka mai teri chun hariya जब मुझ पे उठा सवार मैं तेरी चुनरिया